Kevin Locke, acclaimed Native American flute player, hoop dancer, recording artist, cultural ambassador, and educator, has died in South Dakota at age 68. A member of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, Locke died Friday night after returning to his hotel room in Hill City. His son, Ohiasa Locke, said Monday. The younger Locke said his father, who had been performing at the Crazy Horse Memorial in the Black Hills, suffered a fatal asthma attack at his hotel. A Montana judge has struck down an unconstitutional 3 laws that restricted voting, saying there was no evidence of the widespread voter fraud the 2021 Republican-sponsored laws were ostensibly targeting. The laws ended same-day voter registration, imposed new identification rules on student voters, and restricted third-party ballot collections. Native American tribes argued the student ID and ballot collection measures had a disproportionate effect on reservations where many people live far from polling places and are dealing with poverty and other challenges. The Black Hills Powwow is just 2 days away. Powwow organizers anticipate 15,000 to 20,000 people will come and enjoy the powwow over the 3-day weekend. A 3-day pass will set you back $32. There are discounts for groups of 25 or more, and 1-day passes are available for $18. Under 4 and over age 65 are free. The powwow will take place in the new Summit Arena at the Monument in the Black Hills. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.